السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This incident occurred in 1968. I was working as a physician in Saudi Arabia in a place called Bureida. Bureida is the capital and largest city of Al-Qasim province in north central Saudi Arabia. On Jumu'ah, I went to Madinah Munawwara for ziyarat and to go and present my salam to Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we stayed at a colleague's place. He was ill and had asked me to attend to his patients at a locum while he was recovering. When I completed attending to the patients and the last one left the consulting room, an aged Bedouin took me to a place near Mount Uhud in order to attend to a patient who was lying in a tent. The tent was situated near the Qabristan of the martyrs of Uhud. I examined the patient and gave him a prescription. Thereafter, this person took me to the qabr of Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidu Shuhada. And then he explained to me, he said that years back, the qabr of Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala was down in the valley, further down. Due to heavy rains, it got flooded. The then ruler of Makkah Mukarramah saw Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala in his dream, complaining about the rain water flooding the qabr. He asked him to make arrangements for protecting him from the rain water. After consulting the ulama, he opened the qabr and they actually saw the water dripping down. It was decided to remove the body of Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, and place it at some higher spot. The old Bedouin said that while digging to remove the body, the spade accidentally scraped the ankle of the corpse, Hazrat Hamza Nanu's corpse. All those present were astonished to see blood trickling from the ankle. The injured area was quickly covered with a piece of cloth. When the body was uncovered, it was observed that the kafan was intact over the lower portion of his Mubarak body. Fresh blood could be seen flowing from several wounds that were inflicted at the time of his shahada. His eyes were missing, ears were cut, stomach had been ripped open. This was what was done to the body of Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala. So everyone present there saw this. His lash was removed from the qabr, and thereafter Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu anhu was buried again at some higher place. This Bedouin narrated this whole story to me, explaining that we should have firm iman in life after death. He gives another incident here. He says that there was a qabr that was being prepared in the Qabristan of Rajanpur. The people had not even arrived with the body as yet. They were just opening the qabr. People present, they were amazed to find that the entire Qabristan was saturated with a wonderful, pleasant fragrance. So when they looked around, there were only two fruitless trees and a few wild plants, nothing that can give off fragrance. So the people were puzzled, where is this fragrance coming from? On searching around, the origin of the fragrance was found to be a hole of a freshly dug qabr. Normally, the qabristans, they keep some graves ready. So when that hole was widened, they found that there was a qabr beneath this. A qabr beneath this qabr. In this second qabr was the body of a person. Didn't know who it is, but he had a white beard. He was lying as if in deep sleep. A big flower rested on his chest, and the most wonderful fragrance emitted from it. That was the source of this fragrance, the flower on the chest of this person. There is another incident of Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away in Lahore, and he was buried there. After burial, a fragrance started coming from his qabr. So people started going there to take that soil. Such a fragrance coming from that soil. So obviously now so many people are going to go to take the soil. So now there's holes going to appear around there. So those holes were quickly filled with soil brought from elsewhere. Amazingly, the fragrance also came out of that soil also. So this process continued for a good few days. Eventually, the authorities there put a stop to this, and then that fragrance also stopped. So in those days, he says, I was working as a physician in Saudi Arabia. One murid of the late Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali actually brought some of that sand with him and he showed it to me. And the sand was still emitting a fragrance. Dr. Nawaz Ali Bhutta, an eye surgeon in the BB hospital of Bawalpur, he was a very pious person also. He developed jaundice, which became so serious that it became obvious that his death was imminent, that now it seems that it's his end. At that point, I was by his bedside. I saw the pupils of his eyes had dilated and his heartbeat and breathing had stopped. And from medical science point of view, this person has now passed away. He's gone. His wife and children were present in the room and they started weeping. So I advised his elder brother and wife that see, rather read Kalima. Read the Kalima. And I told them that see, doctor is now leaving the world. Therefore, instead of now saying other things, rather recite the Kalima. They then commenced to recite the Kalima. All of a sudden, the doctor opened his eyes. He sat up on the bed and he recited the Kalima himself. And addressing me, he said, Dr. Noor, be witness. And I am going to my Allah. I am going to my Allah while reciting the Kalima. Thereafter, he again lied down on the bed and he breathed his last. Says, a few years ago, I went to examine a patient who was paralyzed. His condition was very serious, and it looked as if he was just a guest in this world for a few more minutes. He's not going to last long. Anyhow, I examined him. During the examination, I tried to converse a little with him, but failed. Then I asked him in Arabic to open his mouth. Immediately, he opened his mouth. Then I asked him to open his eyes in Arabic. Immediately he opened his eyes. Soon the patient breathed his last. On inquiry from his relatives, they informed me that this person was quite illiterate. He didn't even know the Urdu language. The people there in Pakistan, they speak Urdu. They said this person never even knew the Urdu language, never mind Arabic. So it has been heard from the ulama that the language in the barzakh and in the akhirat is Arabic. In the world of the qabr and in the akhirat, once a person departs from the dunya, then the universal language after that is Arabic. Everybody will speak Arabic. So the first years will be wondering why we're making them learn gardans and everything now. That's for the dunya. In the dunya you have to learn it. But in the akhirat everybody will know it. Everybody will know it. The questions and answers in the qabr will also be in Arabic. So it is possible that Allah Ta'ala wanted us to have this demonstration of His Qudrat. That we read about these things in the kitab. Sometime a person may think, but how is it going to be possible? First year, second year, third year, I'm breaking my head. Still, I can't speak Arabic. And here the person passes away and he's just going to be fluent in Arabic now. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes manifests it. Allah Ta'ala shows it. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.